You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello and welcome to The Pulse. This is URN's daily news show coming to you from the Portland building every day, every weekday between 5 and 6. I'm Ben today, standing in for Naya. But we still have our regular Monday crew with us. We've got Ben and we have Ethan. And also joining us today, we've got Peter as well. And we're going over to Ben for our third story of the day. It's about Barbados.
Unfortunately, we have not actually ended up in Barbados. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Yes, well,
however, anyway. As CNN and many others are reporting, the Queen Elizabeth will have one less realm this week when Barbados severs its final imperial link to Britain by removing the 95-year-old as its head of state and declaring itself a republic. The former British colony, which gained independence in 1966, revived its plan to become a republic last September, with the country's Governor-General, which is kind of a head of state appointed by the Queen, Sandra Mason, saying the time has come to finally leave our colonial past behind. So Mason, a 73-year-old former jurist, will be sworn in as the first ever president of the island nation of just under 300,000 at a ceremony late tonight, actually. And last month, the Barbadian Parliament elected Mason as president, so that's, you know, why she's being sworn in. So on this note, I will also just mention that there is no bad blood between Britain and Barbados, despite the removal of the Queen of Head of State, and in fact the swearing in ceremony tonight is being attended by Prince Charles, so to be sure to look out for him holding a cocktail tonight. I suppose on to kind of the discussion. More generally, with Barbados removing the monarchy, with controversies recently such as Prince Andrew's involvement with Epstein, as well as the Queen, you know, simply approaching, you know, the older years in life, do you think that after the Queen, or even now, there is still a place for the monarchy in Britain?
I would argue that there's not really a place for them now. I think Barbados's government says it best themselves with their removal. The time has come to leave colonial past behind, and I think the royal family is sort of the image of colonialism and, you know, like power in this country, even though they don't really hold any specific powers in terms of the government and stuff. They have that aura of power that isn't really necessary in today's age. There's lots of arguments about how they help our economy, they help tourism and stuff. I'd argue that we could have even more chances of like strong tourism economy if they weren't in place. You'd be able to visit their palace and go inside it and learn about the history of it. And that's just what the monarchy is. It's history. It doesn't really do much for us anymore.
I think, I mean, personally, I get the whole argument about, you know, abolishing the monarchy. I mean, I think personally, I'm probably a bit more kind of a, you know, practical monarchist is probably the best description of it, because I get there's obviously all the arguments in favour of a republic, but I also feel if we did become a republic, we'd end up someone like Michael Gove as president. And I mean, I'd much rather have the Queen kind of representing us as an international event, kind of with all the heads of state, than, you know, than Michael Gove. So I think that is probably kind of my approach to it. But I think coming back to Barbados, I think to a large extent, it does seem slightly strange that a country's head of state is someone who doesn't actually live in that country in the first place.
Yeah, I was going to mention I think one of the main tourist appeals over sort of other countries, say for example France, which has been a republic for a while, I think what the appeal to international tourists is the Queen still sort of lives around these parts. And it's still actually being used, I think, is part of the appeal for the tourism, which obviously wouldn't be there if we did convert to a republic. But I certainly think that, you know, the Queen definitely has a place in the public conscious, which I'm not really sure if that was necessarily true for Barbados. Whether, like, it's like, oh, you know, the Queen's speech is in a lot of families, a tradition that you sort of, when you're possibly slightly inebriated over Christmas Day. You sit down semi-comatose in front of the television and watch this nice little old lady talk about how, things are jolly grand and we should all be very nice to each other.
You know, I don't think it's surprising that Barbados is getting rid of the Queen for, you know, similar reasons to what you said, Peter. I mean, for the average, I'm not sure what the acronym is, but
Barbadian, I think.
Barbadian. So for the average Barbadian citizen, you know, how relevant is Queen Elizabeth directly in their lives? Probably not at all. I mean, for every Commonwealth country, for every Commonwealth country that has the Queen as the head of state, other than the UK, the rest are, you know, ruled by governor generals. You know, the Queen does not play a part in their politics.
I think Canada might have a similar setup to us.
Well, here we go. Here is a very kind of brief game. Right. Can you name, they're called Commonwealth Realms. There are currently 16, about to go down to 15. Can you name another Commonwealth Realm which has the Queen as its head of state?
Australia.
Yes, that's one.
Canada.
Yep, that's another one.
Papua New Guinea.
Yeah, that's
New Zealand.
Yep,
and that's all that I can think of.
And we've also got other ones such as Jamaica, Belize, Saint Lucia, Grenada, Antigua, Saint Kitts, Tuvalu, and Solomon Islands as well. So obviously there are quite a few in the Caribbean. Kind of, they've got the quite large countries in the Commonwealth, such as Canada and Australia, but also quite a few in the Caribbean as well. I guess that's where it's kind of mainly constituted.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that obviously there are quite a lot of Caribbean countries, as I just said, do you think that those nations such as Jamaica, St. Lucia, Grenada, those kind of countries, do you think they'll follow in the footsteps of Barbados now that they've kind of taken this step?
I think that they probably will. If they see that it's a success, I mean, there's no bad blood. Why would you keep someone head of state that has, I mean, the Queen herself doesn't, but the family has strong ties to imperialist colonialisation, and all these countries do too, but they're from the receiving end of it. I think it makes sense that in the 21st century, they will cut those ties and instead have a friendly relationship on equal terms. I think that would be better for everyone.
I completely agree. I mean, an example I often bring up is that Canada, as a Commonwealth realm, it wasn't until, I believe, the 70s that Canada... although Canada was independent after World War II, there was still legislation in place that meant that every single piece of law passed by the Canadian Parliament up until the 1970s had to be approved by the British Parliament. They were still subject to the British Parliament. And on that note as well, the Queen on official head of state visits has always, since she became monarch, always represented the United Kingdom, and never any of her other realms except for Canada once, I believe, in the 1960s. I think at the heart of it, you know, Queen Elizabeth is a British monarch. You know, I think it very much makes sense that, you know, the UK keeps the Queen, you know, as for similar reasons that my fellow Ben mentioned. You know, ultimately, she's a unifying figurehead that is apolitical. You know, we're not going to be getting angry at President Michael Gove. Finally, rounding back to your question, I think I agree that, you know, many Caribbean countries and also other Commonwealth realms will follow suit in getting rid of the Queen.
But yeah, it was always, you know, it was always Australia that was meant to be kind of the country that was going to do this first. They even had a referendum on it in the 1999. But obviously, it's Barbados which has kind of taken that step most recently and will become a republic. I'm probably at midnight tonight local time, and inviting its first president to be sworn in.
This is URN.